When the leaves begin to turn in Harvard Square in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Luisa Solano reaches for the shawls at the Grow Your Poetry Bookshop.
A small clearing in the pines, the wind talking through the high trees. We have water, we have air, we have bread. We have a rough shack whitening. We have snow on your eyelids, on your hair.
That's a selection from the poem Autumn by Philip Levine. Solano could have chosen verse from Robert Frost, Seamus Heaney, Emily Dickinson, or from any number of poets, because the Grow Your Poetry Bookshop sells only poetry. It's one of very few in the country that does, and it just celebrated its 75th birthday. When Solano bought the store in 1974, it was more like a literary salon. She turned it into more of a business, but says she kept the atmosphere created by her predecessors in 1927.
It is 404 square feet, mostly vertical. The floor is covered with a rather battered old rubber mat and a secondhand carpet.
And the customers, what are they like?
Very, very varied. But the one theme throughout them all is that they're all quite interesting. Even the ones who know nothing about poetry, the fact that they've come in here makes them immediately of interest to me.
They ask you for recommendations?
A number of them do, yes. Especially for poems for their weddings, which are happening within a day or so. It's very naive and very sweet, but they really think that there's a poem immediately out there that is appropriate for them, the idea of a poem that's suitable for them. So I asked them how to identify themselves, you know, what they prefer. And so far, I've been very fortunate. It works.
Whatever motivated you to buy a poetry bookshop?
Well, when I was 15 and very impressionable, I walked up the staircase, looked in the door, fell promptly in love with the store, and decided I was going to buy it. This without any business experience, any money, any job.
Well, poetry is not exactly a big seller.
Doesn't matter. I mean, that is not really the point of the store. I mean, I did not come in here to make a fortune, barely to make a living, but I really believe that poetry is perhaps the most important art of all. It contains the human voice. It contains history. It contains memory, tradition. It contains the creation of our language, the ongoing creation of our language.
You haven't thought of shutting it down at any point?
Oh, I think about it every day. It's a very precarious business, but I'm here.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Luisa Solano is owner of the Grow Your Poetry Bookshop in Harvard Square in Cambridge, Massachusetts. This week, the store is celebrating its 75th year.